Choral music in Hawaii has a long history and a rich legacy created by hundreds of singers and those who have led them. Dedicated choir directors who spent their lives inspiring people, teaching them to blend their voices. It's that legacy that will be celebrated in the Big Sing, a celebratory concert to which all are invited. Dr. Miguel Felipe is one of many putting the event together. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Miguel.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, there's singing, and then there's singing in ensembles, right?
Oh, man, it's very different.
It is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
What's different about it? I mean, what skills do you need to add if you're just somebody with a good voice?
Well, the solo singer, you know, the people we might see in a recital or on the stage in opera,
right,
or karaoke, these are the people who've really studied the voice intensely, years of language study, all of that, to be individual singers, to take your attention right to the center of the stage. A choral singer, the threshold for entry is much lower. Anybody could sing in a choir because there's something about the acoustic of getting a whole bunch of people, 30, 40, 80, mm-hmm, together doing that same thing. And the sound is magnificent. And actually, for the best possible sound, I want a variety. I want the younger singers. I want the older singers. I want the newbie, the experienced person. So that variety is actually an asset in the choral setting.
Because you get different textures, right?
Yeah, you get well, the human voice is so varied. You pick up the phone, and even without caller ID, you might know who's on the phone pretty quickly just by the sound of their voice. Whereas, in a way, trumpets all sound much more common.
Yeah.
And so the human voice, with its great variety and color, when put together, creates a sound that's quite unique and extraordinary and only possible through a diversity of voices.
And even if your voice in it by itself doesn't have a beautiful timbre, if you can hit the A-flat when everybody else is hitting the A-flat,
oh yeah,
it'll enhance the overall sound, right?
Well, you've never heard me sing. I mean, it's just a wretched sound. But I've been in choirs, and I tell people that. I'm always kind of, every time I see a university student, I say, do you sing? And many say, no, only in the shower or in my car. And I say, well, hey, join our choir. Have you heard us sing? We're terrible on day one. But you get in that room, and I'll rile you up, and I'll make sure that in the end, a choir can sound fantastic no matter who's coming together.
Because even if your pitch sense isn't ideal, you can kind of get the note from those around you, right?
Well, that's the fun of being, say, you know, if you're a tenor and you're in a section of 15 tenors, you're not alone. You know, you're not out there on the sidelines. And on the 18th of October, this Big Sing, that's what we're hoping to have. We're expecting over 500 singers.
Wow.
But these are people who, young and old, have or do sing now in one of these many choirs we have on island. It's kind of a dizzying array of choirs formed in churches and schools, like you might think, but also community groups formed just for men, just for women, just for children, just for seniors, groups that maybe focus just on Filipino music or Hawaiian music. Opera choruses, things like that. I mean, you know, we're a tiny little island here in the Pacific, but just bubbling over with people wanting to sing and producing concerts. It's staggering.
And, you know, Miguel, when I think of all the people in those choirs, I think how many of them were people who gave you that initial response, oh, I don't sing, I sing only in the shower. But if you can be persuaded to sing in a choir, if you were sort of diffident and only did it at home, there's something that kind of comes over a person if you can bring them out, right?
Well, not to trivialize any particular person's experience, but I can't tell you the number of times I've spoken to people who come up to me at the end of a semester, at the end of a concert cycle, and say, oh, my God, thank you so much. And I look at them and I say, well, this is what we do.
It's like, what did I do?
Yeah, you just keep singing, honey, and you're going to be great.
Yeah.
The idea that singing is transformative is this kind of pie-in-the-sky phrase we use sometimes, singing changes lives. But the studies now are really coming out to say, oh, absolutely. Everything from the wonderful hormones that are released in the act of singing, the studies that show singers' heart rates begin to synchronize during the act of rehearsal and performance, all the way to studies showing our young people, their test scores skyrocket, their social skills develop, their ability to confront conflict and to form relationships. Kind of almost every metric we consider shows that people involved in music, and especially choral singing, are better off.
Well, just from the physical aspect alone, you know, I'm thinking of certain martial arts or even meditative practices where they sound a lot like what happens when you become a singer. You open up your chest, you open up your lungs, you breathe from deep down in your lungs, sort of expand your whole body. I mean, that's got to be good for you.
That's a great way of thinking about it. We do all these, I assume from the outside, crazy seeming warm-ups at the beginning of our rehearsals that focus a lot on the way our bodies interact. But singing is whole body. It's a spiritual, emotional, intellectual, an extremely physical act. Mm-hmm. And I like to remind people that singing in 2000 is an activity where, when done well, everyone succeeds. There's no competitive element. There's no time at which your success is somebody else's failure. Mm-hmm. We all do better when we all do better. It's kind of this little microcosm of what we would like a peaceful world to be, this really optimistic way. But I think it really is true. Your buddy finally gets that A flat and you think, oh man, great. But not at anybody else's expense. We're all just better off because he's singing better.
Yeah.
So there's a real manifestation physically and aurally of cooperation in the choir. And you know, it's been proven over and over again. If you look at kind of people vote with their feet, right? That idea.
Right.
The choirs are full. People are coming out to sing.
Yeah.
I conduct at the university at the Lutheran Church of Honolulu, and people just keep showing up. They keep showing up to sing. A buddy of mine at Mililani High School has over 100 high school kids coming to sing with him. 120, I think he said. It's just fantastic, and it seems to be this never-ending, renewable source of energy. People like to sing together.
I think we finally discovered that that alternative energy source.
There you go, right? Just plug us into
HECO's.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Their grid. So what we realized is that about 50 years ago, an awesome, unplanned, coincidental group of people all came to the island and formed what went on to become this amazing choral movement. People like John McCreary at the cathedral.
Miguel, we've got to go.
Oh, you do that. Great.
I will. Dr. Miguel Felipe is one of the organizers of the Big Sing, a choral concert, to which everyone is invited and scores will be provided. Saturday, October 18th, 4 p.m. at Kauaihao Church in downtown Honolulu. Details are at hpr2.org.